With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. House on Saturday advanced a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Republican Mike McCaul says the bill will impose stricter sanctions against Iran and Russia and serve as a deterrent. Meanwhile, Democrat Greg Meeks says the sanctions against Russia send a clear message.
This bill importantly irons out legal questions that make sure that the United States does not act alone, but rather in coordination with our G7 and other partners.
The bill now heads to the Senate, which could take it up as early as Tuesday. Speaking of the upper chamber, it voted Saturday to reauthorize a controversial U.S. surveillance law.
An issue is whether the FBI should be restricted from using the program to search for Americans' data. The legislation, approved 60-34 shortly after midnight Saturday, would extend for 2 years the program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It now goes to the president to become law. Democrats used the FISA Act to spy on President Trump during the 2016 election. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Republicans in Wyoming awarded former President Trump all 29 of their national delegates in a presidential preference poll. Mr. Trump was the only candidate in the poll conducted Saturday at the state Republican convention in Cheyenne. The former president effectively clinched the Republican nomination back in March. A tram accident at the Universal Studios Hollywood theme park in Los Angeles injured 15 people. The L.A. County Fire Department says units were dispatched to the park at Lancashire Boulevard shortly after 9 o'clock Saturday evening. The department says victims were taken to aerial hospitals and had minor injuries. Tesla knocking off $2,000 from some of its more popular models. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans have Bibles. They're just sitting there.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis. That is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. The issue is troubling in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S., where most African bishops favor staying in the denomination for now. This is SRN News. A Nigerian chess champion and a child education advocate has unofficially set a new mark for the longest chess marathon. He played nonstop for 60 hours in Times Square starting Wednesday. We hear the latest from Rika Ann Garcia.
Tunde Onakoya is hunkered down at a table in New York City in an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. Support poured in as vibrant African music played and applause filled the sidewalk. He aims to use this to raise $1 million to fund education for vulnerable children across Africa. The Guinness World Record organization has yet to publicly comment about Onakoya's attempt. It sometimes takes weeks for the organization to confirm any new record. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Check out more details at srnnews.com.